Hello, my name is Destiny. I'm 19. I'm a student at Allegheny CCAC. Currently, right now, we are at the Homewood Brushton YMCA Lighthouse. Over here, we have...
Hello, my name is Montana Howard. I'm 19 years old. I go to Duquesne University. I live here in Homewood, and our guest speaker today is Dr. Michael Quigley, Assistant Professor of Organizational Leadership at Robert Morris University, and Josiah Gilliam from the Homewood Children's Village. My first question for Dr. Michael Quigley would be, are you familiar with the Pittsburgh area?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation to talk a little bit about the work that I do and some of the things that the My Brother's Keeper initiative is looking to accomplish in the near future. To your question, yes, I'm born and raised here in Pittsburgh. I'm originally from the Hill District and came up through the city schools. And as a matter of fact, I graduated from Peabody High School, which is Obama Academy now in the East End here.
Could you tell us a little bit like what it was like growing up in Pittsburgh on the Hill, well, in the Hill District, like culturally?
Things have changed a great deal. And when I was a young person, an adolescent coming up and transitioning to living out here in the East Liberty area, East Liberty looked a lot different 15, 20 years ago than it does today. My lived experiences here are quite different now, as I still continue to patronize the same barbershop in East Liberty. And the young man just said I'm an assistant professor at Robert Morris University. And so I spend a lot of time in the East Liberty area if I'm not out on campus. And it has changed significantly in many ways for the better. And in some ways, it's changed for the worse. If you think about many of the opportunities that exist in the East End, some of the indigenous population has been closed out of some of those opportunities. I think about some of the apartment / condominiums that have erected where Reisenstein Middle School used to be. Mm-hmm. And many of those places have a starting price of about $500,000. And when you think about the people who have lived in this area for such a long time, they can't afford that. And so, you know, we have to take a hard look at the idea of gentrification. In answer to your question, things have changed a great deal since I was in this area as an adolescent.
Can you speak a little bit about the work you do now in academia, what your history is with the My Brother's Keeper initiative, and how that plays with the work you currently do?
I'm an educator by trade. I taught for 14 years, 13 of which I taught here in the Pittsburgh Public Schools and the city schools. And I moved to higher education after going through my doctoral work at the University of Pittsburgh. My current position is as an assistant professor of organizational leadership at Robert Morris University. And so the work that I do now is designed and trained to help folks that are connected to organizations, and we're all in some way, shape, or form connected to an organization as either a leader or a follower, or in some cases, both. And so my work is all around helping folks to develop the capacity to lead effectively in an increasingly pluralistic world and with an increasing number of challenges that are associated with organizations being effective in what they do. And so leaders have to be able to identify opportunities. They have to be able to identify promise within their organizations, but they also have to be able to identify pitfalls. In answer to your question regarding my connection with My Brother's Keeper, I'm also mentoring in the city. And I was originally asked to join My Brother's Keeper initiative several years ago when we received the mandate from President Obama. When we got together and began to design the playbook, my contributions were largely around developing the capacity for organizations to do really good mentoring work, but also to strengthen their capacity to lead and grow and be effective within their organizations.
Now, Montana, you were initially involved with some of the My Brother's Keeper work when it started here as well. What are your recollections of that?
I was involved in two different ways. So the first way, I was just with a group of my friends. So one of the people, I want to say Mr. Lewis, she came in and he sat down a group of African-American males. We had sat and we had open discussions about, some had to do with maybe police community relationships, grades, and, you know, how we're doing in school and stuff like that. A second way, me and my friend had worked on we had both did a small commentary, and we ended up having our quotes involved, I think, in the playbook. But that's as far as my involvement, you know, has gone with the My Brother's Keeper movement. I know that it had helped out a lot of my friends. I want to say our 10th and 11th grade year of high school. I want to say everybody's in some college, maybe at HBCU.
Okay, wonderful.
It's powerful.
Yeah,
it's powerful.
For someone like yourself, Dr. Quigley, what are the prospects? What are you looking for My Brother's Keeper to land in terms of a win, or what will success look like for you? And then finally, if I may, what would you say as a leader that's been fighting these battles for years and years and years, say to these young people about not only the work as it needs to move forward, but the priority that you see for this focus?
I'm very interested in seeing the My Brother's Keeper initiative be a policy recommending body. Policies outlast personalities, and we know that this is an initiative that came from the city and the county. Policy is nothing more than a course of action, a principle that directs a course of action towards some objective. And we need to have the correct policies in place in order for us to be able to affect positive change in the long term for Black males in this region. But in addition to that, I think that it's important that the My Brother's Keeper initiative has a both and kind of strategy that's not just designed to fix broken young Black men and help them to catch up, as much as it is also to disrupt some of the systems that have historically been hostile to their environment. My focus in this work and how I can contribute is put me in where you need me. If I have anything to do with this work, that it is going to squarely focus in on changing life outcomes for young Black men.
Well, this is the end of our podcast, Lighthouse.
Lights out.